This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of the Naz and Wally Sports Hour, heard Sunday mornings at 9 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
From hockey to wrestling, football to golf, no sport left unturned. You're listening to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Good morning, Naz. Good morning, Wally. The boys are back. Let's talk sports.
Good morning and welcome to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour. I'm your host, Walter Rigabon. Joining me as usual in studio, my co-host, Naz Marchese. Naz, it's our 10th anniversary show, my friend. Happy anniversary.
Same to you, Wally.
It's been an incredible ride. We've got an incredible show today. Coming up for our listeners, we have the hero of the greatest moment in Canadian sports history. We have the greatest Toronto Maple Leaf of all time. We have who I consider the greatest sports talk radio show in history. Three goats today, Naz. Couldn't be any better than that for a 10th anniversary show.
No, it doesn't get any better than that, does it, Wally?
No, it certainly doesn't. We've got a lot of thank yous we've got to do today. We've got a lot of discussions about going down memory lane a little bit. We've had some incredible guests, some incredible interviews, some incredible shows. And it's a blessing to be here today, and we're also pleased to welcome with us this morning to help us celebrate our 10th anniversary, our good friend, a great contributor to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour over the last 10 years, the gentleman I affectionately call Leapin' Lou Franceschetti. Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Good morning, guys. You forgot one thing. Are the greatest Italian to ever play for the Leafs?
I got to think about that one, Lou.
It was Bill Derlego Italian.
Koliakovo didn't score 20 goals. I did.
21 goals, yeah. You had 21, didn't you, Lou, or 20?
Yeah, I did. I had 20. 21.
20, the greatest.
19, I had 19 by February 1st.
Was Al Iafredi Italian? Anyways, you know what? We can't spend our 10th anniversary show.
There was five empty net goals in his 21.
I'm a whole tomboy.
Okay, well, good point there, Lou. You're going to get me running to Google after the show. We'll have to figure that out. Certainly, there'll be some listeners that'll comment on that. And just to our listeners, the good people at Pizzaville who have been our sponsors since day one, couldn't never have done this without them. The Contardi family want to take the opportunity right now to thank them from the bottom of our hearts for letting Naz and I have fun here for 10 years. And it's been a privilege. And without the Contardi family, we could not have done this. Without the good people at Pizzaville, Naz and Wally Sports Hour would never have existed. And the generous Contardi family, good people at Pizzaville, we're going to be raining Pizzaville coupons today. It's our 10th anniversary. $50 gift coupons. We're going to give away 10 of them during the show. Here are the numbers, 416-360-0740, 1-866-740-4740. You can call in anytime during the show. Owen, our producer, we're going to keep him busy today. If the phone's ringing, just keep ringing. He'll answer it at some point in time. And hopefully by the end of the show, we've given 10 of them away. So we're thrilled to do that for our listeners. Naz, 10 years. Wow. And we also want to start off the show by thanking the Toronto Maple Leafs. They made it tight last night. They looked like they were perhaps cop up a 5-0 lead. And then I sent, with tongue in cheek, a text to Sheldon Keefe on the bench and said, Sheldon, can you turn this around? We don't want to go to our 10th anniversary show with a Leafs loss. So we got a Leafs victory. We're thrilled about that. Makes the show a little bit more positive. And Naz, I notice you're, for those those of us, for those of you at home watching on online at zoomerradio.ca, we live video stream. Naz, I noticed you're wearing your Leaf regalia this morning, and I could think of nothing more appropriate than wearing my number 14 Toronto Maple Leaf sweater.
Absolutely.
Signed by Mr. Keon himself. 10 years, my friend. Your thoughts?
It's been an interesting ride, that's for sure. We've had many, many special guests out there. Right? Great guests that were booked. And it was a lot of fun, though, Wally.
It certainly has been. And we've always sort of joked on the show. I always had a bucket list of things I wanted to see and celebrate on the air. And number one at the top of that bucket list was always the Toronto Maple Leafs winning the Stanley Cup. And we've always joked around. People ask us, how long are you going to keep doing this? And I said, I give them two answers. I go, the fun answer is until the Leafs win the Stanley Cup, which, you know what, so we got no control
Stanley
over that
Cup
one.
Preview last night.
I'm not so sure I want to be doing this at the age of 92 and coming down to studio with a walker or a cane. Well, that one's uncertain, but the other part of it, I always said, I keep doing it as long as we're having fun, and it's always been fun. It's never been a job. It's never been work. We've always had a passion for sports, going back way back when, to our old days at Cable back in the mid 70s. I'm sure Lou, you probably you had cable TV back in the day, Lou.
No.
So you never had the privilege of watching, what was the name of our show back then, Naz?
Cable 10 Sportsline
on Cable. Naz and I were doing that when we were, how old were we, Naz? High school?
18,
grade 13. We did it for a couple of years and then decided we were going to move on. Just before we go to break, we'd like to take the opportunity. We've done this before. We're on our 9th anniversary show. We took some calls. We're just not going to have time for that today. We apologize, but if you want to interact with us, if you want to send us a message, we'd love to hear from you. We do take emails at Naz and Wally. It's Naz and Wally and A&D, not ampersand. Naz and Wally at mzmedia.com. We'd love to hear from our listeners today. Some great thoughts from you guys. Lou, you've been part of our show for a long time. In fact, we were talking about, Naz and I were talking just before the show of one of our favorite shows, and not one of our favorite shows, our favorite show of all time, when we had David Keon in studio back in, it was in January 24th, 2016. We had him in studio. And Lou, you were with us that day. Your thoughts?
It's always amazing, especially with what Mr. Keon, I'd like to call him, or even Dave, what he went through with the Leaf organization, more or less, to come back to the forefront where he belonged. It was great talking to him. I had seen him and talked to him previous to that, but it just goes to show you the player of that era. They're such gentlemen. I have not met a player that would brush you off. They would always give you the time of day. They would come over, even if they didn't know you and you were in a room alone. They would come over and talk to you, shake their hand and talk hockey till whenever someone came to get them. But it was a pleasure meeting Dave and the history behind him and everything that he's brought to the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Certainly, and we're certainly looking forward to talking to him in just a few minutes. Once again, to all our loyal listeners, we're raining Pizzaville coupons today. Once again, the numbers are 416-360-0740, 1-866-740-4740. Naz, we've got a zillion thank yous, and I don't want to do them all at the end of the show. And, when you start doing things like that, you're going to forget. You know, we're all pensioners now, except for Lou. Lou, you're not on pension yet, are you?
Yes, I am.
Not CPP. You're on NHL pension, right?
I'm on all three and collecting a fourth pretty soon. I can't say that too loud.
Well, good for you. So we're all pensioners now. The memory ain't what it used to be. So I will apologize in advance for if I've missed anyone. I probably will for sure. But I think it's appropriate, and I want to start off by thanking the people at Zoomer Radio. Some crazy reason, Naz, 10 years ago, they took us on. There's been some people that have been instrumental in that. Our first account manager, Greg Golds, Dan Hamilton, Katie Lieb, Paul Stringer, so many other people at Zoomer. Our producer, Owen. Great young man, does a fantastic job for us, and I guess we should thank the grand poobah himself, Moses, for
absolutely. I was just going to say that. That's the one you can't forget, right?
Yeah, certainly not. It's been great being at Zoomer Radio for these 10 years. It's been a great place to be. It's been the perfect place to be for us, our listeners. Are of a certain vintage, perhaps that's the most generous way of describing it, and they appreciated, and they continue to appreciate some of the legends and heroes and guests that we've had over the years. On that note, Naz, we're going to take it to break, and I'm going to let you announce the next guest.
Henderson scores for Canada!
It's always a pleasure, Naz, for you to pull out that you've been doing it. You've been doing it for a long, long time. We're going to take it to break, and we'll be back with the hero of the greatest moment in Canadian sports history.
Any team worth cheering for has fans worth listening to. A super fan of the Naz and Wally Sports Hour is MDF Mechanical, who sends a big shout-out to Naz and Wally on 10 years of memorable sports talk. MDF Mechanical speaks from experience in stating that a decade is a milestone worth marking. They themselves are celebrating over 35 years in the plumbing, HVAC, and mechanical design build contracting business. From MDF Mechanical to Naz and Wally, the best sports team on radio, thank you for 10 years of calling it the way you see it.
It was a rainy day in Pizzaville when my wife accused me of having an affair. How could I tell her that I was hopelessly in love with extra thin crust pizza from Pizzaville? I didn't ask for this to happen. It was so thin, so delicate, so delicious. I can't bear to share it with my wife. She wants me to see a counsellor, but I don't want to share it with him either. Call Pizzaville for an extra thin crust pizza at 736-3636.
Passion. It drives athletes, entrepreneurs, family businesses, and fast-growing companies. It's also what inspires KPMG Enterprise to help drive success. A dedicated audit, tax, law, and advisory practice, KPMG Enterprise delivers ideas and insights. Whether you want to grow your business, embrace technology, plan for an exit, or manage the transition of wealth. Search KPMG Enterprise, understanding what it takes to make your business even better.
There are lawyers at Miller Thompson who know your industry. They'd like to introduce you to theirs. It starts with relationships. It's not just about happy clients. They support thriving business partners. Miller Thompson infuses law with the same tenacity you bring to your work, whether supporting your daily operations or offering urgent legal advice. But that's enough about them. Let's talk about you. Visit MillerThompson.com and find out how they can move your business forward.
Anyone can sell you a rookie card in mint condition, but only Mint Inc. turns a purchase into an experience. Do you want more sports cards and Pokemon? Check out the new Mint Inc. trading cards and live experience in Vaughan. Now open 7 days a week at almost 3,000 square feet and with a live studio and event space, Mint Inc.'s new headquarters is where you, the collector, can meet your heroes. Details at mintink.ca.
Play ball!
In baseball, winning takes nine. On the ice, you need six working together towards a common goal. Whereas success in sports radio requires a team of two who don't always agree. Venture Construction Services congratulates the Naz and Wally Sports Hour on 10 years of telling it like it is. More than friends of the show, they're fans who want to see Naz and Wally succeed for as long as Venture Construction has. Almost 30 years. Three cheers for the winning team of Naz and Wally.
You name it, they'll argue about it. No sport left unturned. The boys are back, the Naz and Wally Sports Hour on Zoomer Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to the 10th anniversary Naz and Wally Sports Hour. We can think of no one better than to talk to this morning than the hero of the greatest moment in Canadian sports history, the one and only Paul Henderson. Paul, I can't thank you enough for joining us this morning on this very special occasion. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
It's a privilege having you, Paul. I always refer to it as the greatest moment in Canadian sports history. It certainly is amongst our audience. We can never forget it. And I want to thank you on behalf of our listeners for that moment. I'm sure you've been thanked a zillion times in the past, but that moment meant so much to so many of us. We had a nation captivated. I try to explain this to my kids. They aren't of that vintage. Naz and I are, and Lou Franceschetti is. And that moment resonates forever. And I know our listeners are thrilled to hear your voice, Paul. On behalf of all of them, once again, thank you.
You're welcome.
Paul, you were important to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour back on September 28, 2014. You were actually on our show. That was an anniversary of that particular day. We had Phil on the show as well. That show meant a lot to us in a lot of different ways. We got an opportunity to talk to you about that. Paul, all these years later, we still celebrate. What is it still?
You're breaking up a bit. I can hardly hear you.
Sorry, Paul. I don't know if you caught that. All these years later, what is it? What does it still mean to you?
Well, the older you get, I think it means more to me. And for years, you know, you celebrated, but it wasn't until years later that I thought back about it. And just let me tell you how it happened, because it didn't make any sense to me, and it was almost a miracle. Bobby Clark, Ronnie Ellis, and I were the only line that actually played all eight games. And in the third period, we were losing 5-3. And then Esposito scored the first shift to make it 5-4. Then Cornway scored at about 12-minute mark, made it 5-5. And then the Russians told us if the game ended up in a tie, because it was going to be no, they were going to claim victory because they'd scored one more goal. So anyway, Ronnie and Clark and I were out in the ice, and we come off with about a minute and 40 seconds left in the game. And Sinden sent out Esposito, Cornwallier, Peter Mahovlich, yes. And the next lineup is, so I get back to the bench while this series all over for me, because the next line was Rod Gilbert, Jean Rattel, and Dennis Hull. I mean, first two are Hall of Famers, and so for some reason, which I have no idea, Harry Sinden come down to us because we just come off the ice. He said, if there's any time left in the game, you guys are up. And, oh, no kidding. And so we're sitting there, and at the one-minute mark, about the third period, just instantaneously, I got to get on the ice. We got to win this goal. And I did something. I never did it before, never did it again. I started yelling at Peter Mahovlich. And Frank was sitting beside me. He said, what the hell are you doing? And I didn't pay any attention to it. Peter comes off, I jump over the board and scored that goal. But here's another thing. The puck went over the line, and my dad had died in 1968. He'd been dead for 4 years. I don't think I thought of him the whole series. The puck went over the line, and I said out loud to myself, Dad would have loved this one.
Oh, wow.
And amazing, that father-son deal. And then I jump into Cornway's arms, and of course, been celebrating it ever since. But, you know, when you look back at that, why would Sinden, you know, anyway.
Well, why would he?
Because I've been writing it, and I'm glad it happened.
Why would he? Because you had scored the winning goal the game before.
And if no.
Hadn't you scored the winning goal in game 7?
Are you there?
Yeah. Paul, are we having problems with you?
I bet it's your garbled with me. I can't hear you.
Owen, I don't know if you can work out that detail. Paul, can you hear us?
Well, I'm on my cell phone, and yeah. I'm in a hotel room. I'm down in Niagara in the lake, so.
Yeah, you're probably.
I'm not at home.
Can you hear us, Paul? Is that better?
Yeah, I can. It's a little garbled, but I can hear you. Could you hear me? Could you?
Yeah,
know
we
what
can hear
saying?
You. We can hear you. Fantastic.
Okay. We'll keep going. We'll.
Yeah, well, I was just about to say because you had scored the winning goal in Game 7, and if I'm not mistaken, you scored in Game 6 as well. So there may have been a legitimate reason for Harry Sinder to send you over to throw you out on the ice. Naz?
Did you realize the fanfare back here and the shutting down of schools to watch the game, Paul?
Well, of course, I get the stories all the time. But the other thing about that, I got a concussion in the first game over there.
Yeah.
Jim Murray, the doctor, examined me and said, Paul, you got a concussion. You can't play. Take off your equipment. Well, Harry Sinden come in and after that period was over, because I was laying on the table, and he said, Paul, you got to take your stuff off. And I said, Harry, don't do this for me. Please, please let me play. I'll take care of myself, but I need to get rid of this headache for, you know. And he looked at me and he said, well, Paul, we sure as hell need you. And if you want to play, I'm not going to stop you. And, you know, today I'd have never been, you know, let back out on the ice. But you put all those things together and you said, how did it ever become the sports moment of the last century? But I've sure been enjoying it. I've never, ever tired once of talking about it.
Yeah, we never tired talking about it either. There's so many Canadians of our generation that moment is indelibly burnt into our minds. It's just, I can remember exactly where I was. I remember the exact moment. I remember my head almost hitting the ceiling. It was just the most remarkable sporting moment of my life. I don't think I'm exaggerating that because of all the background. And Paul, you know, you and I've been involved in some of those sessions with Paul Patsko that we did last fall. And the interesting part, and unfortunately, you know, we can't take this segment much longer. Interesting part is that I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Paul, but your grandson and Trechek's grandson have connected.
Yes, I have. Yeah, it's an amazing story. Yeah, my grandson actually plays for Kinesis over in Buffalo, and he's been there 3 years. And we had a conference call, you know, with Trechek and them. But you know, we hated them in '72, and you know, thank goodness we had some other games afterwards. And you know, we should have just hated their system, not them. Because they're just great guys. You know, they were trying to keep a wife happy, trying to raise children. And but I'll tell you one thing. Don't ever challenge the Russians drinking vodka. They will put you under the table faster.
Oh, I can only imagine. Paul, we don't have much time left with you. We've got Dave Keon coming up next and David Keon coming up next. And I do want to give Lou an opportunity to perhaps from his perspective, say thank you and what that moment meant to him.
Paul, I don't think the Russians would have lasted us drinking beer then back then either. You know what? It was a great moment for myself because I remember back then we had a black and white TV, and I actually talked my parents into renting a color TV just for that 8-game series. And it was just a phenomenal time. Obviously, we took off school and we went home to watch the game. But what made Phil stay on for so long in getting the puck to the net where you were? Because I know Phil is he had a history of staying out for 2 or 3 minutes at a time.
Well, I knew he was not going to come off the ice. You could have yelled at him for 3 days. but I tell
Thank
you,
God.
He was the heart and soul of the team.
Yeah.
And I think the best period of hockey ever played up until 1972, it was the third period that he went out there. I mean, he scored the first goal and assisted on the other two. And so he was, in 72. And the other thing I'd say about Phil, he was the best slot guy that ever played the game. You give him the puck in the slot, the goaltender had to be sharp to stop it or it was going to go in the net. And he proved his worth in that series, I'll tell you. He was incredible.
Paul, we're going to have to wrap this up, and I'm just going to say very, very sincerely, thank you for what you did for Canadian hockey, for Canadian hockey fans. It's a privilege to be on the air with you. Thank you for our interview back on September 28th, 2014, that morning with you and with Phil. It was one of the most important interviews, one of the most rewarding interviews of our last 10 years on the air. And we wish you the best of health. I know you've had some challenges over the years, and we wish you the best health possible to you and your family. And thanks so much, Paul.
You're welcome, boys. Have a great day, fellows.
Thank you.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Paul Henderson. We're going to take it to break. Before we go to break, we've got some other people we want to thank. Sponsor-wise, John Amendola at Mintink, KPMG Enterprise, Miller Thompson, Rigobon Carly, Steels Paint, Alta Infinity, Venture Construction, MDF Mechanical. I probably forgot, but I'd be remiss if we didn't thank them. We've still got some Pizzaville coupons to give away. So if you got an itchy finger this morning, please call us at 416-360-0740. Toll free, 1-866-740-4740. We'll be right back with the greatest Toronto Maple Leaf of all time.
Any team worth cheering for has fans worth listening to. A super fan of the Naz and Wally Sports Hour is MDF Mechanical, who sends a big shout-out to Naz and Wally on 10 years of memorable sports talk. MDF Mechanical speaks from experience in stating that a decade is a milestone worth marking. They themselves are celebrating over 35 years in the plumbing, HVAC, and mechanical design build contracting business. From MDF Mechanical to Naz and Wally, the best sports team on radio, thank you for 10 years of calling it the way you see it.
It was a rainy day in Pizzaville when we realised that our extra large pizza is 2 whole inches longer than the so-called extra large from the big pizza conglomerates. How do they even call theirs extra large when Pizzaville gives you 18 whopping inches, steaming hot? Because, let's be honest, who wouldn't want 2 more inches?
Pizzaville, stone-baked pizza, fiercely Canadian. Authentically Italian.
There are lawyers at Miller Thompson who know your industry. They'd like to introduce you to theirs. It starts with relationships. It's not just about happy clients. They support thriving business partners. Miller Thompson infuses law with the same tenacity you bring to your work, whether supporting your daily operations or offering urgent legal advice. But that's enough about them. Let's talk about you. Visit MillerThompson.com. and find out how they can move your business forward.
Anyone can sell you a rookie card in mint condition, but only Mint Inc. turns a purchase into an experience. Do you want more sports cards and Pokemon? Check out the new Mint Inc. trading cards and live experience in Vaughan. Now open 7 days a week at almost 3,000 square feet and with a live studio and event space. Mint Inc.'s new headquarters is where you, the collector, can meet your heroes. Details at mintink.ca.
Passion. It drives athletes, entrepreneurs, family businesses, and fast-growing companies. It's also what inspires KPMG Enterprise to help drive success. A dedicated audit, tax, law, and advisory practice, KPMG Enterprise delivers ideas and insights. Whether you want to grow your business, embrace technology, plan for an exit, or manage the transition of wealth, search KPMG Enterprise, understanding what it takes to make your business even better.
Play ball!
In baseball, winning takes 9. On the ice, you need 6 working together towards a common goal. Whereas success in sports radio requires a team of 2 who don't always agree.
Venture Construction Services congratulates the Naz and Wally Sports Hour on 10 years of telling it like it is. More than friends of the show, they're fans who want to see Naz and Wally succeed for as long as Venture Construction has. Almost 30 years. Three cheers for the winning team of Naz and Wally.
Opinions expressed on the Naz and Wally Sports Hour are those of Naz and Wally and their guests.
The only thing I love more than sports is sports radio. Take it away, boys. The Naz and Wally Sports Hour on Zoomer Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour. I'm your host, Walter Rigabon. As usual with me, my co-host, Naz Marchese and Lou Franceschetti. And we're pleased to welcome back to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour the greatest Toronto Maple Leaf in history, David Keon. Good morning, David, and thank you so much for joining us on our special 10th anniversary show. Thank you.
Well, it's my pleasure. Congratulations on 10 years. That's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, it's an accomplishment and a lot of fun, David. You've been a big part of it for 10 years. Some of the best moments we've ever had on the show involved you. I can still remember our first interview with you. I'm not sure if you remember it, but I think you turned us down a couple of times before we before you accepted our invitation, and I remember distinctly running on the treadmill one night. John Beliveau had just passed away, and I said, if we call David back, we'd like him to come on our show and pay tribute to John Beliveau, and you graciously accepted that invitation, and then we've rolled for 10 years. I don't know if you remember that show, David, but
I think I remember the first time. I forget we were in Toronto, and I think I came to the studio.
That was the second time. You came to the studio for an hour, and when we ranked our shows, that's always when people say what's the most fun, most great show you've had. It was the hour you spent with us in studio, and we certainly like to take the opportunity now to once again thank you for that. You were gracious, and I remember that one like crazy. I had to change some travel plans to be here. I was scheduled to be on a ski trip that particular Sunday. I remember you called me and said, I'm in town next Saturday, because that was the night that you were down at the Air Canada Centre, and you were they announced you were going to go on Legends Row, and you said you could pass by the studio, and I was scheduled to go to skiing in Vermont that weekend and change my plans, and we did the show, and then I went over to the airport and flew to Burlington, Vermont that day to catch up with my buddies. Anyways, going to that show, David, we've always considered that our greatest show, and we thank you once again for that, and I just wanted to point out to you, David, that ever since you came on the Naz and Wally Sports Hour and spent some time, you were the recipient, perhaps, of the first Naz and Wally bump. You've had an impressive run since that show. Legends Row, retired number 14. Order of St. Michael's, Canadians.
If I'd have known if I went on the show earlier, I'd have probably done it. what was going to happen.
The Canadian Sports Hall of Fame. You've had the Naz and Wally bump. When we call people to try and get them on the show, we get all kinds of different attitudes, and we get resistance at times from some people. And I said, you know, just give Mr. Keon a call. He'll tell you all about the Naz and Wally bump.
Yeah, I'm surprised that guys turn you down.
they won't now, eh, David?
No. They'll be lined up at the door.
Anyways, Naz, I'll turn it over to you.
Now I know why you're in Florida. Today we're at -8 here, David, and your high is 24 degrees. I checked.
Well, right now it's probably about 70. I don't do the
Celsius.
But it's 70 and the sun is out, and I think it's going to go to about 75 today, so it'll be nice.
Did you ever think back in the WHA days when they had a team from Miami, Screaming Eagles, and now they have two teams in Florida? Can you believe that?
Yes. I don't think the Miami Screaming Eagles ever had much of a chance, but it was I think it made for good copy in a newspaper. But now they have two teams, and two teams that are, well, one team for sure has been very successful, and the other team is has been improving, and they're knocking on the door.
And they're Stanley Cup favorites right now, or pretty close to it. David, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, yes, they have been. I think they're struggling a little bit right now, but they've got some injuries, and that always plays a big part in, you know, the success or failure of a team.
David, when we did the show back on January 24th, 2016, we had another gentleman in studio with us that day, also a big fan of yours. I affectionately refer to him as Leapin' Lou Franceschetti. Lou's on the line today, and Lou, I'll turn it over to you to give David your thoughts.
Morning, David.
Hey, Lou, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's always a pleasure. I'm sorry to say that my idol growing up was Frank Mihalovic.
Oh, I know that. You don't have to apologize for that.
I don't know for what reason. It was just, I guess the stride took me.
Yeah. You're not the only one that was impressed with that stride. My wife, she saw him on film, and she said, "Oh my God, I got to see more of that." I said, "What about me? Well, I want to see him." She said,
"Well, that's right. You had all the flair, but it seemed like he had that big. He owned that left side.
Yes,
him and Bobby Hall when they played against each other. Living in Florida, how often do you get out now? And I know you used to be a scratch golfer. How often do you still get out now and play the lovely game that down there?"
I don't play golf anymore. I'm a cyclist, so I cycle 6 days a week. I try, and if weather permitting, I ride 6 days a week, and that's my my exercise, and it helps to keep me in decent shape.
Well, I will say this, David, and we had a really quick conversation on the phone the other day, and I think I recall mentioning to you, I says, I hope I'm in one-third the shape you are in at your age. You're in fantastic shape. You your mind is sharp as a tack. You remember more. You remember everything, and it's remarkable what you do remember. I won't get into details, but you've been gracious to Naz and I over the years, and you're a man of your word. You made a promise lots of times, and you've always carried through for us. And so I wanted to let our listeners know the incredible man that you are, aside from the incredible hockey player you were.
Oh, well, that's very nice. Thank you.
And on that note, David, we want to wish you, it was your birthday on Friday.
It was
your 84th birthday. And we're going to celebrate on the air this morning. For those of you that are watching on the internet at our live video streaming, David, I brought down to studio with me this morning a very, very, very special bottle.
Oh.
And it's okay. Special in two ways. One, personal in a personal way, and also reflects you. This bottle was gifted to me about a year ago on behalf of a friend of mine who passed away. And his sister, I want to mention his name, Carmine, and his sister, Christina, found it in her heart to leave me a bottle of Weiser's Dave Keon, which was his prized possession in his liquor cabinet. And it's signed by you.
It's signed. Oh, good.
It's signed by you. And I couldn't think of a more fitting occasion to honor him and to honor you at the same time by toasting you. And by toasting him at the same time, I'm sure he'd be thrilled that the first time we opened his bottle, we had you on the line. So,
good.
We're going to toast
that's
you.
That's meant to be drunk. It's not.
Yep.
Not for keepsake.
And this is certainly the special occasion that this particular special bottle deserves. So Naz and I poured ourselves a little one earlier. We're going to toast you in our way. I have a special saying. When we toast, I'm going to make you what we call an honorary Brillo brother. I'll explain that to that one to you the next time we hook up, David. And I wish you cento e venti anni. That's got a special meaning in our culture.
All right. Well, thank you.
Cheers to David Keon and to Carmina. David, we're going to let you go. I hope to see you real, real, real soon. We're going to thank you for all your contributions to our show over the years. We're going to thank you. And as I said, Naz and I, when we talk about our favorite show of all time, there's never any controversy. It was January 24th, 2016. I'd turn into my left, and I can still picture you on my microphone to my left. It was the only show I was ever nervous to partake in. I had about 4 pages of notes and questions. You had that much of an impression on me. And I want to thank you once again for that. Naz, I know you want to take the opportunity as well.
Thanks, David, for all you've done for us. And here, cheers.
Cheers to Cento Ventiani.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
David, we'll catch up soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank David Keon. That was wonderful. To all our listeners, and we've given away the Pizzaville coupons, man. After I announced that the second time, the phones just lit up. Thank you to all our loyal listeners. And this would be an opportune time also to, before we go to break, to thank our listeners. You know, it's been 10 years. It's amazing how many people actually do listen to the show on a Sunday morning. I'm constantly amazed. You know, we've had some great people over the years. We had people that called in, and one particular individual. If you're still out there, Kevin from Buffalo, I know we haven't had much time to take calls on the show, but thanks. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to know that you're doing well. And once again, to all our listeners, our email address is nazandwally, A-N-D, not ampersand, nazandwally@mzmedia.com. We're going to take it to break. Oh, you're right. Our producer says we've got no break. So, Owen, if you could do us the get Mr. McCowan on the phone, and we'll have a chat with him. Naz, if you're going to go through a lot of our other favorite shows over the years, obviously the David Keon show has always been number one. What where do you go after that?
Personally, I had Tom Henke in studio, and that was the one show that was my favorite.
Yeah, sir.
It was really well.
Yeah, I remember listening to that one. I remember being, I think I was in Europe on that one, wasn't able to be here. And he was, for him to have come by there, I think there was a special occasion the day before with the Blue Jays, right?
Yeah.
And that was certainly a great show. Lou, I don't know if you're still there. Any shows, any things that you can remember over the years that certainly stick out in your mind?
Well, you know what? I didn't know that I've been on the show as long as I have been. To tell you the truth, I guess my memory's going too. But it just happened recently. Having Mr. McNamara on the phone and telling the story about Boris Salming and the DMV had getting him over here, and obviously with Punch being there at that time also.
Yeah, that certainly was, and we're certainly going to try and get Jerry back on the phone to talk about some of the 1980s days when he was a general manager. It's our distinct privilege at this time to welcome to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour. I affectionately refer to him as the greatest sports talk radio host in our Canadian history, and I don't say that. And I say that with the greatest respect. He blazed the trail in sports talk radio. Naz, what was it that the hitman used to say? He's the best there is, the best there ever was, and the best that ever will be.
That's correct.
Was that the hitman heart?
That's the hitman heart. Yeah.
That's Bob McCowan. The best there is, the best there ever was, and the best that ever will be.
For sure.
The Bobcat, Bob McCowan. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning. Quit sucking up.
When you start talking like that, Bob, I know you're doing well. Okay, so you just put a big grin on my face because that tells me the Bobcat is back. Anyways, our listeners, one of the most emotional shows we've done in 10 years was the first show we did in this particular season. You have not hidden this. You've been transparent. You've let people know what happened to you. You had a couple of strokes back in July. You had your challenges. You've come a long way, my friend. You're back doing your show every day with Shannon, and we're thrilled that you're doing that. And I remember interviewing you. First show back in September, your speech wasn't the best, but you fought it, and you're courageous, and we're thrilled that you've continued to make progress. And I know our listeners will be thrilled that you're on the show with us this morning. Thanks so much, Bob, and congratulations. Keep the recovery going.
Well, I'm doing the best I can. My voice still isn't where it should be, but it's better, I think. So I'm getting there slowly but surely.
Bob, I would really like to thank you for my son, Matt Marchese. You've taught him well.
Well, he's a terrific guy. He was my producer for a number of years, and I know he's doing well.
Lou, I'll give you an opportunity.
Good morning, Bob. How are things going?
Hey, Luke. I'm good, thanks. Relatively speaking.
What made you guys go to a 2-hour show back then? With you being the main guy.
I really don't remember, to tell you the truth. It was probably just a decision based on programming, what they needed. We started at 1 hour and then wound up at one point we went to 4 hours, actually. But most of the time we were at 3.
Bob, you had this persona on the air, the sunglasses, you were brash, you were opinionated, abrupt at times. I always used to, say that, it was your persona, it was your WWE character in a lot of ways, because, I've come to know you personally, and I know the marshmallow you are. You can fight me on that one, Bob, but, you're a marshmallow. A lot of people, after you've suffered your health challenges, have reached out to you. There's been an outpouring of affection for you. I don't know if you found that surprising, but
well, shocking, yep.
But I think audiences and colleagues and people you work with understood that maybe the brash guy on the air isn't necessarily the marshmallow that the rest of us know. So. And I know our listeners are thrilled to hear your voice and know that you're still doing a podcast, buddy, with Shannon. Tell us all about that.
Well, we've been doing that for about 3 years, I guess, and we've done nearly 900 episodes, I think. So we should be pretty good at it. But we're continuing to do it. We do it every day. It's about 50 minutes. And, we try and bring much of what we did on the radio to the podcast. And it's been pretty successful, I will admit. Yep.
Bob, what is the greatest interview you've ever had?
Oh, I don't know. I knew Muhammad Ali, so I talked to him several times. I was with him at his last fight in the Bahamas and interviewed him then. Jim Brown came in the studio and did an interview with me. And I did the last interview with Bear Bryant before he passed away. Of course, we had no idea that he was ill. He wasn't really sick. I can't remember what he died from, whether it was a stroke or a heart attack or what it was. But I went down to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and interviewed him. So those are some of the ones that I'm most fond of.
Bob, interesting on that Bear Bryant. How'd you manage to arrange it? He couldn't have been the easiest guy to get a hold of.
No, it wasn't. I picked up the phone and called the sports information director at the University of Alabama. And he said that Bear would be happy to talk to me. So I went down the week of their homecoming game and interviewed him that week. It was extraordinary. It was extraordinary. And he was incredibly kind.
Bob, you weren't born in Canada, but you came here quite early in your life. And I don't know to what extent you've been on the air for years, years and years and years, and you know you're supposed to be objective on the air. Have you ever been a Leafs fan?
When I was a kid, I guess.
Did you lose that passion by any chance?
Well, I think when you do the kind of job that I did, it's hard to be a real fan of a team that you cover. So I love the Blue Jays. And I like all the Toronto sports teams. But I really don't portray that on the air. I try not to.
Deep down?
A little bit, I guess.
You'd be thrilled. You'd be thrilled if the Leafs won the Cup, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, come on.
I couldn't care less.
Oh, I'm going to have to...
Close to 60.
I'm going to have to pin you down privately. Listen, I'll reserve a spot on the parade route right next to mine, Bob. We'll sit together when the Leafs win the Cup, okay?
Good luck.
Bob, we've got to run as... to honor you, I'm going to say time is our enemy. And it certainly is. It's wonderful.
Well, congratulations on 10 years.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have you on our 10th anniversary show. It's wonderful to hear your voice. It's wonderful to know that you're still doing your show now every day with Shannon. And it's wonderful to talk with the greatest sports talk radio show in Canada's history. Bob, thanks so much. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you. Bob McCown. Got a few minutes here left. Naz, got to go through some more thank yous. Most importantly, we thank that we couldn't have done this show without the good people at Pizzaville. We couldn't have done this show without Neil Durning. He's the guy who put us together. He's the guy who inspired us at the beginning. He's the guy who came to all the taping session. He's the guy who helped us out do the first, I don't know, I can't remember now, 2, 3, 4 months worth of shows, and he was the guy that gave us the idea to get back on the air and supported us to no end and still continues to support us. Naz, I know you'd like to thank him publicly
as
well.
Yeah, thank Neil for everything he did. He set it up right from the get-go, and it was quite good of us working together for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
And Neil was the guy who paved the way.
Neil, I know you're listening. Come visit us soon. Unfortunately, I got to hop out of here right at the end of the show. We couldn't stick around for a coffee, but I want you back in studio as soon as possible. Kim Mason, she's the voice at the beginning of the show, the sultry, the incredible voice that brings us on the air. Bill Nadeau, who composed our theme song as well. We can't thank them enough. We've had a lot of frequent contributors to the show, and one of them is on the air with us this morning. Lou, you've been such an incredible part of this show for such a long time. We can't thank you enough. Thanks, buddy.
Listen, guys, thank you. I didn't know that I knew that much sports, and being on the air with you guys, and your knowledge in sports too has been unbelievable. Thank you very much for the at least what, 8 years that I've been on there?
Oh, it's been more than that. Yeah, at least. Yeah. Thanks, Lou. I've got to go through some others. Butch Carter has been incredible for us. Mike Wilson, the ultimate Leafs fan. Michael Trakos, can't thank him enough. Leo Routens, Carlo Koliakovo, Paul Patsku, Joe Theismann, Scotty Bowman, John Steinbrenner, Sean Clement, Mike Hogan, Harry Neal, Carmen and Marcantonio, and we're going to get him on the show a couple of weeks from now. We're going to talk about the great Canadian men's victory yesterday. Roberto Iarrucci, Matt Marchese, Dave Stubbs, Joe Bowen, Eddie Andelman, Eugene Melnick, God rest his soul. Eugene got us on the newspapers in Russia and Turkey one morning. We had him on the show one Sunday, and the next day there was something he said in one of our shows. We were in the sports pages in Turkey and in Russia. Can't remember what he said. Something, I think the NHL was not going to be participating in the 2018 Olympics. Naz, I don't know if you got any on your list. There's been so many more. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm not sure who else, but there is many more, and I apologize if we didn't get to you.
Yeah, and as they come to me, I will certainly personally call. We've had
the voice of the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, John Murphy.
John Murphy, yeah.
Yeah, he's been incredible. Just looking at my emails, just want to read one of them that we received. From Kibo Cable to Zoomer Radio, the boys are not only back, they've always been there. Congratulations on 10 fantastic years, as Howard Cosell would say, saying it like it is. Looking forward to the next 10 with great anticipation. Your friends Adele and Biagio, thank you very much. It's been great, Angelo, over at Venture. Thanks for your kind thoughts. It's going back to some of the shows again, Naz. We've got a few minutes left. Some of the great shows. We had some shows that ended up in some tears as well. And that brought to mind a really important show we just did a little while ago with Barry Melrose.
Yep.
When Barry came on the show, and he graciously accepted our invitation because he had just announced he was stepping aside from ESPN because of his Parkinson's. And of course, as many of our listeners know, that's a challenge, Naz, that you've faced for a long, long time. And that was a pretty emotional show. I think near the end of the show, I think all three of us were crying right at the end of that show. Which brings me to another point. You and I have done this for a long time. We continue to do it. I don't know how long we're going to do it, but as long as we're having fun and people still want to listen to us and people still think we have anything valuable to contribute, we'll keep doing it. Your challenges, you've been an inspiration. I thank you. I thank your family. I thank my family for giving us the opportunity to do this.
Absolutely, Wally.
On that note, Lou, I'm going to thank you once again for your contributions. Naz, I don't know what the future holds, but I can't think of anything I would love to do more than be in this studio the Sunday after the Leafs win the Stanley Cup. God, I want to see that happen.
This is the year, Wally, 67. I'm 67, and it's going to be since 67 that we haven't won the Stanley Cup, but it's going to be this time,
Wally. Anyways, once again, to all our listeners, thanks so much. To everyone that has supported us, thanks so much. To anybody that we've missed, we apologize. Naz, I'm just going to simply say I'm going to wrap it up. 10 years, I think I'm going to put my earphones down. I'm going to come across the table, and I'm going to give you a big hug. Thank you. We'll see you soon.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.